Germano, who will be here. The IF gathering, due to conflicts, will be April 11th, and that'll start at 12:30 p.m. and be ending in the evening around 7 o'clock. So there's more information about that in the bulletin. The membership class will be held on April 11th and 18th during the Sunday school time. And then if you plan to participate in a short-term mission trip or project, our church may be able to help you with some of your funding. And there are forms in the foyer to submit to the missions committee no later than May 9th. There are some things coming up in the calendar. The Club Rock program will be March 24th. So at the end of Club Rock, we'll have a program for all the kids to demonstrate some of the songs that they've been learning throughout Club Rock. We have our Young Adults Bible Study is still meeting every Wednesday. We've got a few people come into that. So if you are a young adult or you feel young, you are welcome to come. We're going through Nehemiah, so just chatting about some of the things that we've been learning going through that book. And then coming up, the Hand County Ministerial Crosswalk is coming up on March 28th. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Galatians 5, 13, and 14. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another, for the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Can you tell me the number? 18. That was one of my better years. 18. Let's stand together and sing. Come we that love the Lord. Come we that love the Lord. And let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus around the throne. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad. The men of grace have found glory begun below, but from faith and hope may grow. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields or walk the golden streets, then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high. All right, take a minute to elbow somebody or give them the wave or just say hello and glad to see you here this morning.
Well, good morning, and we do welcome you to our worship service, also those online, those that are visiting with us. This is our opportunity for prayer requests and praises, and I have a couple that I've been collecting for today. Continue to pray for Charlie and Alicia, baby Aaron and Amelia, as Charlie and Alicia has been able to spend the weekend with Aaron But as he has posted on Caring Bridge and a couple other places, they may have been a bit overly optimistic on how fast Aaron was growing, and they are now starting to back up some of those earlier prognosis, and she will probably be in NICU until her due date, which was around March 28th. So Charlie and Alicia will be coming back today to get ahead of the storm, and then not sure when they will be able to get back down. Also this Friday, was able to take Becca to Sanford Children's for an appointment with an infectious disease specialist. He assured us that the things that she's been working through are probably the result of having mono, and it just takes a while. But if she does develop some other symptoms, he's a resource, and so it's going to be a long road. It may be up to a year that she will finally be able to feel the energy. So hopefully that's not the case, but we thank you for your prayers. And then one other item of praise, got a text this week from James Romano. He will be with us next Sunday, and he wanted to let us all know that he did test negative for COVID. So Lord willing, I'll make the trip. So that was the first hurdle, was having a negative COVID test, and so he'll begin his journey. Not sure when his flights are for coming to the States, but Lord willing, he'll be with us. He will have the sermon next Sunday, as well as the adult, junior high through adult Sunday school classes in here to talk about their ministry in Italy. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Deb. So the prayer request from Deb is for Lisa Droz. She had surgery a week ago, stage 4, and it's cancer. Yeah, brain cancer. And so pray for her as she goes through this journey, and for the family as well. Other prayer requests? Heidi. Yes, Heidi and Todd were able to go down and see Rick this past week, and it is grateful to hear water is back from recovery from their storms, and then the storm system that's coming through Denver and Wyoming. I know the Elliots are expecting about 3 feet of snow. Talked to my father-in-law, they're expecting about an inch in Imperial, so he's rather it stay above I-80 and away from them, but they always could use rain, and for our area as well. But yes, it's grateful to hear that Ricky's got water and things are getting a little more back to normal. Any other prayer requests? Val. So Kathleen, Kayleen Fulton is heading back to Texas for another round of treatments for her cancer. Any other requests? I have one final one. This past week, my great aunt, which is the last member of that generation of my grandparents, she passed away at the age of 97. So she had lived a long, full life. Her Memorial service, because of COVID, is going to be small, and that will be this Friday in Denver. And the family's asked me to do the service. So I will be traveling Wednesday, late afternoon, starting my way to Denver. And so I appreciate prayers. Tammy's going to be going to her retreat starting on Saturday. So we're going to probably pass each other somewhere on I-76. She doesn't like me saying that we'll wave. I think I'll stop and say hello, because she'll be gone for a couple of weeks with visiting Dad and such like that. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that you have given us each day, that we do not know the length of our life. You've called us to invest our lives in the lives of others, into things that matter for eternity. And so I thank you for our opportunity of being together today, that it is more than just a duty. It is our opportunity to fellowship with one another, to be your hands and feet for one another, and you've also called us to be those for our community. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Charlie and Alicia, for baby Aaron and Amelia, as Amelia awaits the opportunity to see her little sister and the patience they need. But also we pray for Aaron that she would gain strength, that she would be able to start thriving with gaining weight. And we do pray for patience for Charlie and Alicia, and with the distance, with the travel. But also, we are grateful that they were able to spend time with Aaron this weekend to hold their little baby. And we pray for you to work in her life, to be able to even come home before they are anticipating. And we pray for her that as she grows, that she would come to know you soon in life as her Savior. Father, that is the most important decision we can make. And so we pray for Charlie and Alicia as they raise their two children, and think of all of us as parents, as the stewardship you've given us, our kids, and the opportunities we have to show them that our faith is real, to pray for them, and to allow you to work. Father, thank you that you use us in spite of ourselves at times, especially as being parents, because none of us are perfect. Thank you for our kids, and we think of the students that we get to minister to on Wednesdays, as we just have 2 weeks left of Club Rock. Pray for our students as they come, that as our staff works with them, you would give us eyes to see where you're at work, that you would help us as we spread the seed of your word to find hearts prepared. And we know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish your purposes. Father, I pray for James Romano as he begins his journey, thankful for the negative COVID test and able to travel. And I pray for safety, and then that you would bring him here safely for our time that he has with us, that you would use him, and for the journeys that he's going to be taking across our country, the appointments he has, that you would be opening doors of further ministry, that you would watch over his family while he is away, and the rest of the team as they prepare for summer ministries, however that's going to look this year. Father, we pray for Lisa Droz, and our hearts break with just the news of cancer and the devastating effects that this disease has in all its different forms. Father, we ask as the great physician you would heal, and as the God of comfort that you would, as you have promised to walk beside her and her family. Father, we also pray for Kayleen Fulton, that you would give her safety in travels, and use the doctors, give them wisdom, give her strength, and through the treatments and the endurance that she needs. Father, we are grateful that Heidi and Todd were able to make it down to see Rick, and just how things are getting a little bit more back to normal. Grateful for some of the conveniences we have, that water is back on, that you would continue to be with those that have been affected by the winter storms in Texas, and now as the storm system comes through the plains and the upper Midwest, that you would watch over people's livelihoods, for traveling around, for safety and for wisdom. And we do pray for the moisture. We thank you that you provide for all of our needs in your timing. Father, I also ask that you give me travel mercies as I head to Denver. Thankful for the opportunity of being a representative for you with my family, and you know where each one's hearts are at, and pray that you give me the words to speak and the opportunity to share again of the hope found in Jesus Christ. Father, and that's what we get to do. We get the opportunity of presenting hope to a world that feels lost and dark, and it is lost and dark. Father, we pray for our missionaries, pray for Sunshine, as the students are coming back from spring break, for this next quarter, that you would help especially our seniors to finish well, that you would guide and direct them, and for the next step, for the faculty and staff, that you would help them in this last push to the end, and also for the open positions, that you would bring individuals to fill those slots, that you would also bring students to be a part of the Sunshine family. We thank you for the opportunities we have of partnering with Sunshine and educating students around the world. And Father, for our community, we pray that we would be your representatives. We pray that you would give wisdom to our elected leaders, both from our city and our county, all the way through state, to our federal representatives and our president, that they would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And if they choose not to, you would bring individuals alongside of them to speak your word into their lives, and may your spirit guide them. Father, we are thankful that you are in control and that you have placed us here to be a part of your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 379. Take My Life and Let It Be, 379. We can sit through this one. We'll stand for the next one. So just relax. 379. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them grow at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee, swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee, filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose, every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be thy royal throne, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour, at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee. Now we turn our hymnals to 452. Make me a blessing, and we'll stand for this. 452, make me a blessing. That's good stuff right there. Yeah, I like that. Out in the highways and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove true every moment you live. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing to someone today. Give as 'twas given to you in your need. Love as the Master loved you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed, unto your mission be true. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, oh Savior, I pray. Make me a blessing. That's very true. Let's hope for that for all of us. Thank you for singing.